PCJ Radio International presents the longest-running international show, The Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Pehon.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome again to another edition of your program, Happy Station, from PCJ Radio International. It's very nice to have you with me on this, the 16th of April, 2017. And, of course, if you are listening to us on the 16th of April or and around that date, Happy Easter to everyone. And, of course, this is an Easter special today because we have something that I think many of you will enjoy. But first, let's begin with our first piece of music today, Rosemary Clooney and Easter Parade.
In my Easter bonnet, with all the frills upon it, I'll be the grandest lady in the Easter Parade. I'll be all in clover, and when they look me over, you'll be the proudest fellow in the Easter parade. On the avenue,
there with the crowd,
Fifth Avenue,
we'll be so proud.
The photographers will snap us, and you'll find that you're in the rotogravure. Oh, you may write a sonnet about my Easter bonnet and of the girl you're taking to the Easter parade.
In your Easter bonnet, with all the frills upon it, you'll be the grandest lady in the Easter parade.
I'll be all in clover, and when they look me over, you'll be the proudest fellow in the Easter parade.
On the avenue,
there with the crowd,
Fifth Avenue,
you'll be so proud.
The photographers will snap us,
and you'll find that you're in the rotogravure. Oh, you may write a sonnet about my Easter bonnet and of the girl you're taking to the Easter Parade.
The fabulous Rosemary Clooney and Easter Parade, beginning today's edition of Happy Station for the 16th of April, 2017. Now, there are people listening to this program right now who were Happy Station listeners way back in the day. And I mean, of course, in the past. And a number of you may remember, or may not remember, depending on whatever the case may be, the Happy Station Easter Egg Hunts. Well, we're going to bring you one of the Easter Egg Hunts today. This program originally aired in 1975 and is called The Case of the Missing Combination. It's narrated by Harry Cliphouse.
Thank you. case of the missing combination. The place, the Easter Bunny's Palace. The time, a few days before Easter. The characters, the Easter Bunny.
So, what are we going to do now?
His friends, Lester the Lamb.
Why ask me?
And Chester the Chick.
Because if you don't ask, you never get an answer, you dummy. When did you last see this slip of paper, Bunny?
Well, yesterday. You see, I know Father Christmas and his mop are after my Easter eggs every year. They can't stand it that they've got to think of an original present every year, while I can just stick to eggs. So I decided to buy this safe. It was delivered yesterday. I wrote down the combination right away because I knew I'd never remember it. Then I placed this year's entire production in the safe, locked it, and hid a slip of paper with a combination in an old stocking.
Hey, that's good thinking.
What do you mean, good thinking? Stupid! That's the first place the Daddy Christmas gang would look in.
Oh.
They never look anywhere else.
I'd never look in a stocking.
That's why old Daddy Christmas uses reindeer and no lambs, Lester.
Okay, you guys. When you're through playing United Nations, could we possibly concentrate on my problem? The only thing I can remember of the combination is that it had 5 digits. So, ham ham, ham ham ham.
That helps.
How are we going to get these eggs out of that safe?
Hmm. How about blowing it up?
Lester, we want Easter eggs, not scrambled eggs. No, we've got to find the Christmas gang.
So, Bunny, Lester, and Chester set off, chasing after the Father Christmas mob. The first trace they find is an empty marshmallow box in the snow, somewhere high up in the mountains.
Hey, look! Oh, what's that?
Looks like an empty box to me.
Lester, your intelligence baffles me. Now, why should this empty box be here? Though the Christmas gang may be crooks, they never throw anything away which could be used again. And that box looks perfectly okay.
Yes.
No, this must be a deliberate sign of some kind.
Hey, you guys, there's a message in the box.
A message? A message?
Here. I'm on your side. We've got the combination. Can't get away. Vixen.
What's Vixen?
Vixen is one of the reindeer. Don't you know your Christmas songs?
No.
Doesn't it say anything else, Bun?
Oh, yes, it does. Listen to Oscar Peterson, and when Peterson is done, write down the number of men you heard. The answer should be a pair plus one.
Lester! The listeners must find it too. Repeat the little rhyme, Bunny.
Listen to Oscar Peterson, and when Peterson is done, write down the number of men you heard. The answer should be a pair plus one. Hey, hey, and here it says, follow me.
Lester, Chester and Bunny follow the tracks in the snow until...
Stop! Stop! Oh, look, a carrot.
Why should we stop for a carrot?
Because a carrot sticking out from the snow is about as common as a lamb with brains, you idiot. And anyway, don't forget that our friend Bunny here is a rabbit. I'm sure it's another clue from Vixen.
Oh, you're right, Chester. Here, carved in the carrot, it says, the next you need for the combination is nothing.
Well, that's clear, isn't it?
Not to me. It isn't.
Look, Lester, we've got one digit, one number of the combination already.
Yes.
So now he says, the next you need for the combination is... nothing.
Oh.
You got that, Bunny?
Yep.
And you, dear listeners, have you got it? Our friends continue their chase after the stolen combination. Then, suddenly...
Help! Help!
No!
Help!
What?
Help!
Lester,
help!
For heaven's sake, what are you doing? Why did you dig a hole in the snow?
I didn't dig this hole. It was here. I merely fell in. Help me out!
No!
Help
no!
Me out!
First, look around down there.
Look around? For what?
For a sign, of course. If all of a sudden there is a hole in the snow, someone's made that hole, right?
Right.
Why should anybody dig a hole in the snow in the middle of nowhere?
To bury something. To hide something.
Right. So look around, Lester. What do you see?
Snow. Lots of snow.
What else?
Oh, here. Someone's written something in the snow.
What?
I don't know. Have you ever heard of a lamb that can read?
So a bunny descends into the hole and reads,
"What you need now is what you found in the first place."
That's simple. Just repeat the first digit we found. What you need now is what you found in the first place.
Chase goes on. Through mountains, over frozen rivers, back to the Easter Bunny's palace. But just before they get there...
Hey, boys! Look here! A decorated Christmas tree! Someone is mixing up his festivals.
Lester, if you weren't such a defenseless thing, I'd take you back to the highest mountain and leave you there.
Ah, well, Jester, I must say I agree with Lester. This may be an Easter tree, but it does remind you of Christmas, doesn't it?
Exactly. So that means the mop passed through here, and this is another of Vixen's signs. Let's go look for a clue.
Yes.
Oh, would you believe it? There's a present under the tree. Beautifully wrapped.
What is it?
Oh, hold on. Hold on. I'll unwrap it. Yep. Yep. It's a box. And inside, here, a scrap of paper. The last you need is this year. Or 3/4 of 100. The last you need is this year. Or 3/4 of 100.
3/4 of 100. Would have been simpler if you had just written down the number we need, wouldn't it?
Well, this one seems quite simple to me. The last you need is this year. Or 3/4 of 100. Wait a minute. There's a P.S. here.
What does it say?
P.S. You now have everything you need. A 5-digit figure, which is today.
Huh? I wonder what that's supposed to mean. You now have everything you need. A 5-digit figure, which is today?
Probably exactly what it says. Today. What day is today?
Sunday.
What else?
Easter Sunday.
I got it. It is today. Think of the calendar.
Yep. So now we have the combination.
As you said before, Chester, that helps.
So our friends happily return to the Easter Bunny's palace and celebrate with cocoa and cookies. Shall we open the safe?
Yeah. Let's see if the combination we found is correct.
Here goes. dear friends, now you will help me. The eggs are all marked with the name of the destination. This can be either a country or a town.
Oh, no!
What's the matter?
Oh, look. They have torn up all the pieces of paper with the names. How are we ever going to know where the eggs are supposed to go?
Well, why not glue the pieces together?
Esther, that's the first sensible remark out of you all day.
I thought it was pretty clever thinking myself.
All right, no need at all to become big-headed. Yeah. Here's some tape. Here are the pieces. Go ahead.
Yes.
So Lester the Lamb, proud of his clever suggestion, started putting the scraps of paper together.
Okay, Bunny, it's done. Here you are.
Oh, thank you, Lester. I don't know what we'd do without you. And now let's see, what have we here? Sephara. Where's that?
I don't know, you wrote it.
And where is Locetus?
Don't ask him. Lambs never learn geography. Lester, I hate to tell you this, but you are dumb. Dumb, dumb, dumb. You're an ignorant piece of wool.
What?
You mixed up all the letters of the destinations. You pasted them together in the wrong order. I'm afraid you're lost.
Oh, yes. Yes, you're so stupid, you know. No, you didn't do your best.
Why?
Yes.
Trust him, for heaven's sake.
I can't trust you.
Yes, my dear friends, I'm afraid our three little friends are faced with yet another problem. This year, the Easter Bunny will not be able to surprise children all over the world with its beautifully colored eggs, unless you help him to decipher the impossible names which Lester has composed of the letters of the original destinations. And to encourage you, I will help too. The first name Bunny read out was Sephara. What could that be? Juggle around the letters a bit, and what do you get? Africa. And the second one, Locetus. Those of you who own a Scrabble game can make it easier on themselves by taking the letters from that game and moving them around until you get something which makes sense. Locetus? St. Louis. And now it's up to you to decipher the rest of them. Here they are. The first is écoute. And to help you write them down, I'll spell it out. Écoute. Y for Yankee. K for kilo. O for Oscar. O for Oscar again. And T for tango. Y-K-O-O-T. The second. Herbideng. Herbideng. H for hotel. U for uniform. R for Romeo. B for Bravo. I for India, D for Delta, E for Echo, N for November, G for Golf. Herbie Ding. Number 3. Hoya Petty. Hoya Petty. H for Hotel, O for Oscar, I for India, A for Alpha, P for Papa, E for Echo, T for Tango, I for India. Hoya Petty. Number 4. Raspy. Raspy. R for Romeo, A for Alpha, S for Signal, P for Papa, I for India. Raspy. The next is Sidon. Is Sidon. Y for Yankee, S for Signal, Y for Yankee, D for Delta, E for Echo, N for November. Is Sidon. Then Echo Mix. Echo Mix. E for Echo, C for Charlie, O for Oscar, M for Mike, I for India, and X for X-ray. Echo Mix. Now we come to Iandi. Iandi. I for India, A for Alpha, N for November, D for Delta, I for India. Iandi. Then Cell Sengalo. Cell Sengalo. Two words this one. The first is S for Signal, E for Echo, and L for Lima. Then a space, and we get Sengalo. S for Signal, E for Echo, N for November, G for Golf, A for Alpha, L for Lima, and O for Oscar. Cell Sengalo. Then we come to Blatunis. Blatunis. That's B for Bravo, L for Lima, A for Alpha, T for Tango, U for Uniform, N for November, I for India, and S for Signal. Blatunis. Now the last but one. Agaranucci. Agaranucci. A for Alpha, G for Golf, A for Alpha, R for Romeo, A for Alpha, N for November, U for Uniform, C for Charlie, and I for India. That was Agaranucci. And now we've come to the last. Amarink. Amarink. That's A for Alpha, M for Mike, E for Echo, R for Romeo, Y for Yankee, N for November, and G for Golf. Amarink. Those are the combinations. Good luck in unscrambling these curious combinations. If there's one or more you didn't manage to hear and write down, don't worry, there's another chance coming. I'll repeat all of them later on in the program. ¶¶
The Case of the Missing Combination was produced and recorded by the Happy Station crew in the studios of Radio Nederland, the Dutch World Broadcasting System in Hilversum, Holland. The voices in order of appearance were as follows. The narrator, Harry Kliphuis. The Easter Bunny, Hans Vierman. Lester the Lamb, Hein Boele. And Chester the Chick, Hans Karsenbarg. The sound of the safe was produced by a drill from the Technical Maintenance Department of Radio Nederland. The technical miracles were performed by Bas van Arkel.
Happy Station Show Easter Egg Hunt from 1975, The Case of the Missing Combination. Well, I hope you enjoyed that. And by the way, I will tell you in a moment how you can actually get a copy of that by becoming a patron at Patreon. But first, another song that, well, it's a bit of a humorous little number. Many of you, of course, will know the song Yesterday by Paul McCartney. Even though it is credited as the Beatles, but it's actually a Paul McCartney song. Well, recently, Paul McCartney was on the American talk show, The Tonight Show, with Jimmy Fallon, and they decided to do a humorous version of that song, entitled, well, it's not really an Easter song, but it has to do with eggs. So they changed the title of the song from Yesterday to Scrambled Eggs, Paul McCartney and Jimmy Fallon.
Scrambled eggs. Oh, my baby, how I love your legs. Not as much as I love scrambled eggs. Oh, we should eat some scrambled eggs. Waffle fry. Oh, my darling, how I love your thighs. Not as much as I love waffle fries. Oh, have you tried the waffle fries? They are so damn good that they should be illegal. Regular fries, but they're shaped like a waffle.
Chicken wings.
Chicken wings, no. Chicken wings, vegetarian, no chicken wings.
Oh, that's right, no, I forgot chicken the lyric, I forgot, it was actually
tofu wings. Oh, my baby, when I hear you sing, all I think about is tofu wings. Oh, did you bring the tofu wings? There's a place I know where I go for kick-ass wings. We could even get a side of onion rings. Scrambled eggs. Oh, my baby, how I love your legs. Not as much as I love scrambled eggs. Oh, let's go get some scrambled eggs.
Legend Paul McCartney, formerly, of course, of the Beatles, who are no longer with us. Sadly, he's one of two members who are still alive, the other being Ringo Starr. And Jimmy Fallon, host of The Tonight Show, which airs in the United States on NBC. And he did a humorous take on the song Yesterday, that was one of his songs many, 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 many years ago, and called it Scrambled Eggs. And I thought, well, today, of course, is Easter, so let's take a listen to that. It's very silly, of course, and I don't think it'll ever be a traditional Easter song. But, I mean, stranger things have happened. You know, stranger things have happened. Now, at the beginning of today's program, the first half, we took a listen to one of the legendary Happy Station Easter egg hunts that was a tradition on Happy Station for many, many years. This one was called The Case of the Missing Combination. Now, if that's a program that you enjoyed and would like to download it for yourself, because even though you may have heard it today, but you can actually have a copy for yourself, it's very easy to do. Just become a patron at Patreon. Patreon is the service that we started signing up to, where those who become patrons for a small fee will have access to the Happy Station and Radio Nederland archive material dating back to the 1930s and even earlier, I believe, in some cases. All kinds of things. And here's a little promo to tell you all about it.
Hello.
Hello.
Here's the Happy Station Show, calling listeners everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's your station of smiles across.
Hello. I'm Keith Perron, host of the Happy Station Show from PCJ Radio International, which next year will celebrate its 90th anniversary. Along with many new listeners that we have attracted over the last 7 years, there are also many of you that tune in who remember the Eddie Starts and Tom Meyer days.
Things are getting to be more improvised any minute. What was the name of this beautiful piece? Nobody knows. The trouble I've seen. Kiss it up.
Over the past few years, many of you have commented that you enjoy when we go into the archives and broadcast material that hasn't been heard in decades. With a number of people asking if the Happy Station Show and Radio Nederland archives will be made available. And guess what? Yes. That's right. Yes. The answer is yes.
Can you imagine when Happy Station was only 7 years old, you started listening?
I would like to invite you to become a patron at Patreon. At Patreon, you will be able to hear the latest Happy Station show. And for those who are patrons, you will have full access to unedited Happy Station shows and Radio Netherlands content, both in sound and vision, from the past 89 years. All these sound recordings have been remastered from the original tapes and discs. And let's talk about films for a moment. That's right, Happy Station did produce some films. And we went back to this production studio and remastered them. Now just look at how the original 16mm print looked before. But after spending numerous hours going frame by frame, now look at it.
It was really only a hunch. I had an intuition that he had style enough.
Now, I know that many of you right now would like to see and hear these historical programs. Well, guess what? It's time for you to become a patron at Patreon. Those who become patrons at Patreon will be helping to support the digitization of all these tapes and films.
You cross your fingers, you hold your heart. It's curtain time and away we go.
Those who are patrons will also get rewards like rare music recordings, rare programs, books, and much more. Also, if we reach our goal of $200 a month, PCJ Radio International will produce special programs that will be broadcast on shortwave for you. So come on now, show your support today, become a patron at Patreon. For more information, visit www.patreon.com/PCJRadio.
Paramaribo!
Paramaribo, Paramaribo, Paramaribo.
And our Patreon URL is www.patreon.com/PCJ Radio. Now, let's talk about sport for a moment, something that we actually never do on the program. Those who are listening in Canada right now, or Canadians, might recognize this piece of music. Well, of course, that's the original SIG tune to Hockey Night in Canada. There, of course, is a newly recorded version of that that is still being used for that program that is decades long. And, of course, features well-known Canadian hockey teams of the National Hockey League. Now, why are we talking about hockey? Now, hockey is not a sport that I really follow. In fact, I only know a couple of teams. I'm not really a big fan, but sometimes I'm fascinated by interesting little facts. Now, if I say hockey to you, what countries do you automatically think of? Well, they would be Canada, Sweden, Finland, the United States, Russia, perhaps even South Korea. But would you think of Taiwan? Ah, I can see many of you raising eyebrows, just like myself. Now, in all of Taiwan, right, in all of Taiwan, there is only one hockey supply shop that sells all the kit that you need to play the sport. And of course, believe it or not, yes, people are playing hockey here. To find out a little bit more about it, I recently ran into this guy totally by accident. His name is Mike Jensen, and he has created a very interesting hockey blog about hockey in Taiwan.
Yeah, it is. I mean, even my friends from back home, it's quite funny because, you know, I'm always posting pictures on my, you know, my Facebook page and all this kind of stuff, and we get some of the odd clippings, like this past weekend from the IIHF tournament that just recently went down, and I get a lot of friends that go, "There's hockey over there? Really? Wow, that's really cool to see. Wow." And that, you know, they, of course, I get the messages and ask how competitive it is and so on and so forth. And yeah, but for the most part, people are quite surprised because, again, it's an island, right? So not too many people kind of figure that, you know, a hot tropical island is going to have any sort of hockey in it. So
now, basketball and, of course, baseball has been around here for many decades now. Hockey itself, is this something relatively new to Taiwan?
Well, I've been here since 2003, and I can tell you that when I first came here, as far as to my knowledge anyway, there were zero ice rinks. I came here, and they were just building. Right downtown Taipei, they have a great big arena. It's actually, it is Shaojiden.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a big arena where they have concerts, and they have a big ice rink inside. But I was here before that was even built. So to my knowledge, that was the first ice that I had ever seen in Taiwan. So to see how far they've come since those days and to where we are now, where we've got four or five different ice rinks all over Taiwan, it's quite a big step.
What about field hockey?
Well, the big thing here is where most of the hype generated, most of the players, for the most part, come from roller hockey.
Okay.
And roller hockey is very big here because, again, being that it's an island, there are lots of roller players or people that rollerblade, and they would just get into roller hockey as a sport. But it's sort of taken off here to a level that I never expected either. I mean, they've got a couple of different Olympic teams that are vying for, like this last tournament that they had was for Division III.
Mm-hmm.
If Taiwan would have won that, they would have won up to Division II, which is a huge step up in competition. They've got another IIHF team as well, and they've got some really, really good hockey players that have come out of here in the short sort of 14 or 15 year span since it first started. To my knowledge, I mean, there's a couple guys playing professionally over in Korea, and there's also another one, I believe, playing in Australia as well. So that's a pretty big a big step for hockey players in a small little island like Taiwan.
See, part of my reason for doing doing a double take the other day when we were talking about this was, for all the years that I have been here, never once have I walked by any shop in any part of Taipei or even any other major city like Kaohsiung and walked by a shop that is selling hockey kit.
Yeah, well, you're not going to find too many. I mean, there's one, the one that we know of that's probably the most popular and the most famous is run in Taipei City, and it's right across from Chiang Kai-shek, but it's a smaller sort of a venue as well. Like, I think most of even the suppliers of stuff, most of them are from Canada, but they're the same. They kind of think and feel the same way. They're like, oh, we understand it's not a very big market, so there's no real need for you to have this enormous storefront that people can actually find and look for. So for the most part, it is sort of just subjected to one smaller little shop that's kind of tucked away in Taipei City.
Mm-hmm. And what are, let's say, the prices of the kit? I mean, compared, let's say, to Canada, where it already is very expensive.
Well, the good part about it is, and especially with the, you know, the internet and all that kind of stuff, there are some bigger websites out there. I'm not sure if you'd want me to name them or not, but we've got some bigger ones like Hockey Monkey and stuff like that basically throw everything up for a certain price. And what's really nice about the stuff that's here locally is he'll match any of the online prices, which is a big bonus for everybody that's actually looking to get into hockey or purchase the stuff here.
Mm-hmm.
So it is quite nice. I mean, the prices are fairly competitive. I mean, the biggest issue is that in Canada, when you have so many shops, they'll have stuff like from last year's stuff, and they'll just be blowing it out at a really cheap competitive price, where you don't really get that here because, again, it's just one shop type thing. So your prices are pretty much standard across the board here without very much choice, I guess, in which brand or which style you're kind of going to get.
How well are people informed here, let's say, of something like the National Hockey League?
Well, again, thanks to the internet, it's come a long way because, again, I remember when I first came here, there was no access for us to even watch games from back home. So I had actually remembered when I first came here, again, in 2003, I had brought a whole bunch of, and this is going to kind of define my age here, everyone's going to know how old I am, but I brought over stacks of VHS tapes with old hockey games on it because I kind of figured that I wouldn't be able to get it here.
Right.
And then it slowly progressed to being like, oh, you could find websites where you could actually download the full games from the previous night and watch it like the next day or a few days after. So I remember there was a whole group of you know, a bunch of Canadian and American guys here that were all hockey starved and kind of, you know, wanting to watch and be interested and, you know, and be following the game. So what we were doing is we were downloading them a couple of days later and then watching them together. So we were basically staying away from any family members or any sort of websites or anything like that would tell you the scores. And we would just all get together and watch these games sort of together. But now you've got lots of really great stuff, like the NHL Network has basically branched itself out to be global. So now, more than ever, people can watch and subscribe to the NHL Network, and they get a full list of every game and every team that they want.
So right. I was going to bring that up because a lot of sports leagues, either from in Europe or even in Australia, they will geo-block certain territories.
Yeah, it's a problem with some. Like, I mean, the hardest thing is we've got some local sports channels that we watch, and you know, you get attached to some of the announcers or stuff like that. But yeah, you can't usually get that stuff here. But what's really nice is the NHL. The NHL has taken that off, and you just you go to their website, which is again NHL.com, and you can subscribe to a season pass, and it's actually fairly competitively priced as well for what you get. I mean, literally, you get all 82 games from all 30 NHL teams, which is just fantastic. So,
have there been any discussions taking place, let's say, with various different hockey leagues, like what we've seen with basketball and football, where you have players from different teams doing tours to countries to increase, let's say, the popularity of that sport in that territory or region.
Sure, yeah. Well, I can tell you that there has been one Taiwanese-born player make the NHL. His name is Rod Langway, and he's long since retired now, but he was he's probably the most famous NHL player. He was the only Taiwanese player to come out of to make it to the NHL. I mean, he grew up obviously not in Taiwan, but he was he played for the Montreal Canadiens, the Washington Capitals in the NHL. He played for quite a long time too. He was a very solid, very good defenseman. But he was actually, he's actually Taiwanese,
mm-hmm.
born in Taiwan.
Right. And what about, for example, players from these teams doing when they do tours to other countries, say coming to Taiwan? Is that being discussed?
Well, I would assume that something is along those lines is in the works, because uh-huh. from what I've heard some inklings that they are going to be coming to China for some preseason games, mm-hmm. I believe, next season. I'm not sure if Taiwan is on that radar as of yet. I mean, if the NHL is going to expand, they'll probably just go to the biggest opportunity that they can get, and China is obviously quite a bit bigger than Taiwan is. Also, there is a newly formed, I believe as of last year, the year before, Chinese KHL team as well, and the KHL is called the Continental Hockey League, which is based out of Russia. So there is an actual Chinese team that's in that professional league as well, and that's probably the next best thing to the NHL.
And that was my conversation with Mike Jensen, hockey fan, who has a blog and a YouTube channel about hockey in Taiwan, and they're planning to expand that to get national television coverage in the near future. Wow, interesting stuff. I really had no idea that even hockey was playing here, being played here, after all these many years here in Taiwan. What's next? Hockey in Fiji or Papua New Guinea? You never know. You never know. Anyway, that's all we have time for on the program today. We're going to end with Bert Kempfert and his orchestra with Snowbird. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Powell wishing you well, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.